Hello, it's me again, and again, it's June 22nd, it's Friday, and my audio boo, the second audio boo, is about a very touchy subject, but let me dive right in and just ask this of the listener who is currently listening to this podcast. Do certain noises that people make bother you? And I particularly talk about things like sniffling, gum chewing, lip smacking, people eating crunchy foods like carrots, and I'm trying to think of what else, apples, sometimes people biting into apples. If you do, or rather, if you are bothered by these sounds, you're not alone. There is a little known syndrome, or I guess affliction, called misophonia, or maybe misophonia. Basically, it is the reaction to certain sounds, sometimes rather aggressive reactions or repulsions of certain sounds. Now, I only bring this up because I am positive, and I'm going out on a limb here and letting you know, but I am positive that I suffer from misophonia. And I'm only putting this out on audio boo because about 2 months ago, I came across a forum called hyperacusis, I believe it's called. It's basically people who have a heightened sensitivity to sound. In some cases, it is sound level, so they don't like loud sounds. Sometimes it's certain frequencies of sounds. Other times it's I think it's called phonophobia, which is the actual fear of loud sounds or the fear of sounds. And within the group of hyperacusis is misophonia or misophonia, which is usually the aversion to soft sounds. Now, soft sounds are things like people sniffling, chewing gum. They're usually repetitive sounds, not very loud, but that all seem to have, now I haven't done any research in this, I touched upon it a little bit, I tried to do some research, but it all seems to sort of fall in the same frequency spectrum, and I plan on doing some more research in this. I'm not exactly sure how, without offending anybody by saying, oh, by the way, I notice you sniffle a lot, may I record you? And then, anyway, but maybe I can do it myself. And then sort of feed all this information into my computer and do sort of a spectrum analysis and find out if there's a certain frequency band that it all falls under. And then is there something in our psychological makeup or our physiological makeup, even as we, from the time we were cavemen, that for some reason these sounds seem to irritate us? We're heightened to these sounds, so they seem to maybe make us more aggressive, trigger the flight or fight response. I don't know if any of this makes sense, but I was really happy to find this forum because thankfully I'm not alone. And in finding these other people, you know, they're kindred spirits, and we've exchanged a few messages. And I realize that I may be afflicted with this thing. So I just thought I'd share it with the people on Audioboo. Thank you.